All right, we're making real progress here. We've set up the speech, Braille preferences, we've learned how to get around the editor and the menus. We're online now. Next thing that we're going to do is perform a system update. Blazy Technologies is regularly releasing software updates for the BT Speak. At this particular time, which is August of 2024, the cadence for those updates is about once a month or 6 weeks. So there's a good chance that there may be an update already waiting for you. To find out, you can either just wait for the BT Speak to tell you that an update is available, or you can manually check. And we're going to do the manual process now. So to do that, you want to get to the options menu, again with OCord. We are in the options menu still. Then we want to go to the operating system menu. So O again.
Operating system menu opened.
Then we want to go to the system administration menu with S.
System administration menu opened.
And then we can do the letter U to upgrade. Again, I'm just giving shortcut keys here. You can find all of these options by manually traversing the menus as we've demonstrated. So let's hit the letter U.
Upgrade test checking for system update. An update is available. Would you like to upgrade? Default is no.
An upgrade is available. And we were just asked if we want to upgrade. If I don't want to do that, I can hit N, or in this case, return, because the default is no. But in this case, I do. So I'm going to press the letter Y for yes.
Y.
And then enter to accept the update. And then what's going to happen is we will receive some periodic status messages from the BT Speak itself. And during the update, we'll feel those progress bar pulses that we noticed when turning the device on or while connecting to Wi-Fi. I'm going to press enter now and let's get started.
Merging source changes. Updating the GitHub tools.
So you can hear the status messages going, and the BT Speak itself is giving those
installing
pulses.
Installing needed packages.
And it's installing packages. While the BT Speak updates itself, I do want to bring home here that this device only accepts software updates over the internet. So if you want to upgrade, you need to get the machine online either through Wi-Fi or if you have, say, a USB hub that can connect directly to a network, that will work as well. And the time it takes for the system to update is going to depend largely on two factors. One is the speed of your internet connection, of course, to download the update itself, but also how many components have changed. Sometimes it might be just one or two. Sometimes it could be more.
Configuring BRLTTY.
Yep, now we're moving along here. So if the update seems to be taking a while.
Installing BRLTTY.
That's perfectly normal. Again, it's all dependent on these factors. And you can hear the status updates as they're coming through. We still have the vibration pulses going.
Updating the building the editor, installing the editor, updating the audio driver, enabling SD card support, configuring the system service units, updating the system configuration parameters. Rebooting the device.
The BT Speak is rebooting. We heard the shutdown tones, so the update has been installed. Now we just wait for it to come back up talking. There's our vibrations. And the reboot has succeeded. Notice that the BT Speak defaulted its audio back to the internal speakers once it restarted. This is normal and expected. So I took a quick pause here and reconnected it to the mixer. So let's hit C chord and see where we're at.
The BT speak from Bleezy Technologies.